Here to analyze the politics of this jobs and infrastructure package and more, our regular Politics Monday duo. That's Amy Walter of the Cook Political Report and Tamara Keith of NPR. Hello to both of you. Let's just pick up, Tam, where we left off with Lisa. What we know, it's early in the process. She said a few more months at least. But what does it look like the president faces in terms of getting this through the Congress?
It is early yet, and he faces multiple challenges. One is, will he be able to get any Republicans on board? And it seems as though the White House is willing to let that play out, at least for the next month or so. But beyond that, can they keep Democrats together is another question. Some progressive Democrats really wish that they wouldn't split this in two with college affordability and childcare in a second package to come later. Other Democrats, people like Joe Manchin, are concerned about how it would be funded. And so there is a lot for them to figure out, to parse through. But clearly, President Biden said in this meeting has been signaling he wants to talk, at least for now. And then, though, eventually it could become like the COVID relief package, where they stop talking and just start pushing it through.
So, Amy, how do you size up the politics on both sides for this?
Yeah, it sure seems likely to me that the White House is trying to redefine bipartisanship, which they've been doing from the very beginning of the administration, which is bipartisanship isn't how many Republicans we have to vote on this. Bipartisanship is how popular is it? And that means that there are Republican voters across the country who may agree with Joe Biden on what he's putting forward. And so it seems more likely than not this is going to go through on Democratic votes only. And so the question to me is, just how popular is this going to be if indeed this is still, as Lisa was talking about, you know, in the early stages, we're not even boiling the water yet for the meal. What does it look like if this goes through in July or August or September? And how much time, if Republicans feel like they aren't part of the decision making, how much time do they have to change the focus, to make this about, as Tam and Lisa both discussed, being too much spending on things that aren't traditionally seen as infrastructure, that it's getting paid for by taxes raised on all kinds of people, even if they say it's only going to be on certain types of people and certain types of businesses. So that's the danger for Democrats going forward. If you're going to make bipartisanship based on how popular it is, if Republicans in Congress don't feel a buy-in, then they're not going to feel particularly open-minded to making this become more popular as we go through the year.
So just quickly, Tam, does it look to you as if the two sides are really talking, listening to each other, really talking to each other? Because for the longest time, it felt like we didn't have any of that going on in this city.
Yeah, this is a more traditional approach where the White House puts out a proposal and then Congress discusses it and there are conversations with the White House. So there really are conversations happening. Whether they lead to something is an entirely different question. And President Biden today insisted these talks were not just window dressing, but let's see what happens in late May, early June, as summer potentially drags on. I think another consideration that they may end up dealing with is they could become a victim of their own success if the economy ends up coming back strong. And that's a big if, but there is some fuel in there from the COVID relief bill. If the economy keeps coming back strong, then making this as a jobs bill, portraying this as a jobs bill rather than just roads and bridges, becomes a little bit more challenging because people will make the case, well, there are jobs.
And we are seeing more indications the economy is coming back. The chairman of the Federal Reserve said over the weekend on 60 Minutes, we're going to see a big growth this year. Amy, I want to specifically zero in right now on Republicans. So over the weekend, Republican National Committee, some of their donors got together down in Florida. They heard from former President Trump, who, among others, took after Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader. One of the nicer things he said about him was he's a stone-cold loser. Does this reflect something seriously going on in terms of a division inside the Republican Party, or is this just the surface playing out, name calling?
Yeah, this is the same division we've seen, Judy, now for the last 5 years between the so-called establishment Republicans and the Trump Republicans. It's not as big of a problem now for the establishment side or the folks who are in Congress or up next year because, well, Trump's not in the White House. They don't have to respond to every single one of his tweets and actions like they did before. The real problem could be for somebody like Mitch McConnell is that Donald Trump decides to play in primaries in these must-win Senate races or House races, but mostly in Senate races, and chooses the candidate who is most like him, and that candidate becomes actually, or that candidate is not the best candidate to win in a swing state like Pennsylvania, for example. And so it puts Mitch McConnell's chances to get the majority on the line.
Tam, what would you add?
I would add that today, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley was asked if she would run for president in 2024 if President Trump decided he was running, and she said absolutely not, she wouldn't run. So he is casting a large shadow. His name is also still gold when it comes to the small dollar donors. You have these fundraising appeals coming from the Republican Party that say basically like show your loyalty to Trump, keep giving us money. And so he is still this huge outsized player. He has a piece of the base that supports him strongly, but Republicans need both the Trump part of the base and the more establishment part of the base to win these Senate seats for Mitch McConnell to have a chance of getting the leadership role back.
And in just a few seconds, Amy, is this the kind of thing that could affect where Republicans land on the jobs and infrastructure bill?
I don't know if it's as important that, but it is about where money is going, and that's going to be very critical. Donald Trump is saying, send it to me, don't send it to the party committees that are tasked with reelecting these folks.
A lot going on right now. Amy Walter, Tamara Keith, thank you both.
You're welcome.